103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always submit your Am I the Jerks, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. We also get a lot in our DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and send them there, too, if you want.
It is direct. Do whatever you do. We gonna get it.
Gwen wants to know if she's the jerk for not wearing her wedding ring. But she's still married.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, over a year ago, I lost a diamond in my wedding ring.
That's tough.
I was upset. I told my husband, and he said he would get it fixed.
Okay.
Fast forward a year later, and he still hasn't gotten it fixed or even asked about it. So I decided I'm done wearing the ring until he fixes it. I haven't worn it for 3 days now, and he finally asked where it was. I told him, the ring still isn't fixed, so guess I'm not married anymore.
Yeah.
He said, chill out. But I think his lack of caring caused this problem, not me. So am I the jerk for not wearing my wedding ring on purpose?
I mean,
it's broken. Guess I'm not married anymore. Gave you a year to fix it.
Okay.
Time's up, guy.
Okay. Talk about petitions.
Yeah. Well, a year, though. A year.
It has been.
Do you care
a year.
About our wedding ring at all? Do you care?
Do you even love me?
Like, seriously. Like, what the hell? I'm telling you, there's a problem. Fix it. You got a year to fix it already.
Sure.
Time's up.
I hear that, but.
Or say I can't fix it or I don't have the money, but she knows if they have the money.
That was going to say.
That's not like, even the issue.
They're married. She knows where the ring came from. I'm sure.
It's laziness.
Bruh, come on now. Most diamond rings come with a warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
That's
I'm
what
talking
I'm
about?
Saying. All it wouldn't be hard.
Shipping it in and waiting the however many weeks or months is going to take.
Seriously.
Right?
Doing something.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, unless you didn't get a warranty, because then I don't know what
that
to
would
tell
hurt
you.
Your feelings, though, if something that significant, your wedding ring, was broken for a year and he still doesn't. I'd be like, what? Come on.
It would, but at the same time, it's out of sight, out of mind for him. She told him maybe once.
Well, it was out of sight, out of mind till it wasn't on her finger anymore.
Well,
now he's worried about other men thinking she's single.
Because she went and sat there for a whole year without re-bringing it back up. It's also her responsibility to say something and be like, baby, we got to get this
again?
Ring fixed. I need to get this ring fixed. Like, I'm not playing. She went and went to the drastic extremes and took the ring off before even saying anything about it.
Should she have gotten it fixed herself? Is she the jerk for not wearing her wedding ring because he didn't fix it for the past year?
I think so.
Oh, you say so. Yes,
I feel like she's going to too much of an extreme, bro. She could have re-brought it up, or she could have sent it to get fixed herself. Strong and independent, man. Y'all will tell us to take the garbage out.
But
if we don't do that fast enough, y'all will run to take the garbage out.
Being married is not a strong independent thing. It's a literal partnership.
Right.
That's independence alone. A partnership is two people at least.
But
this is not an independent moment, okay?
She's dependent on him to go get the ring fixed when it's her ring. I get that he said, hey, I'm gonna get the ring fixed, and he should have done that. That's bad on him.
Mm-hmm.
That he didn't go, all right, give it to me now, right? Mm-hmm. They waited. They're both wrong, but why take the wedding ring off?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, why go to that
extreme?
Because
you're sick of waiting around. You're like, screw it. I guess it doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter to me anymore. Guess I'm not married anymore.
Petty on top of petty spells petitious.
It is petty, but she's sick of waiting.
I'm calling her the jerk. She needed to at least say it again or just send it herself, bruh.
Somebody said, same thing happened to me. My ex blamed me for losing the stone on top of it, and I never wore it after that. Not the jerk. Somebody said, jerk. She's extra.
Too extra.
The texts are blowing up. All right. Is she the jerk for not wearing her ring? She gave him a year to fix the diamond that was missing and he didn't. So she took it off. She's done.
Bruh, she said, nope. Now I'm no longer married. I'm now single as a Pringle, huh?
She's not really leaving the marriage, everybody. She just wants to know if she's the jerk for not wearing her ring anymore because he didn't fix it.
Right.
Okay. 414-533-1037. I'm excited to see which way this goes.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Gwen wants to know if she's the jerk for not wearing her wedding ring. She gave her husband a year to fix the diamond that was lost, and he didn't. So she said, I'm done. Taking it off. Nah, I guess I'm not married anymore.
I mean, that's just tough, but petty on top of petty, bro.
Well, we're going to start with one of our regulars, a fan favorite, who hasn't called in a second. Let's go to our boy in Sheboygan, Santino!
Hey, good morning.
Welcome
good morning,
back,
man.
Friend.
Great to hear from you, Poppy. What's the word?
Is Gwen the jerk for not wearing the ring?
Hey. Yeah, sorry I haven't called in a while.
It's okay.
So we're gonna get right to this.
I mean, we can talk about how you're doing, but we'll do that another day. Am I the Jerk?
Yeah. Listen, she's a flat-out jerk. She's playing too many games, because I'll guarantee you her ass went shopping and got her some stuff if she wanted some stuff, right? I guarantee you, if her car was broken down, she got that fixed, right? It's priorities. Mm. Obviously, her marriage must not be a priority to her. She better miss me.
Well, maybe it's not a priority to him. I think that's what she was feeling like. Oh, that was what she felt.
Spin back.
No.
Good narration on that one.
Allie, you had way too much chest in that one. You need to tone that back a little
bit. Wait a second. What's the difference? Like, she feels like it's symbolic of their marriage, and she feels like he doesn't care about that. What's the difference from what you're saying? She's hurt, too.
What Santino is saying, had there needed to be something done in the house or to the car,
absolutely,
or had she wanted something else done, she would have been more proactive on getting it done somehow, some way.
I agree.
But it comes to the ring, and she goes, nope, he didn't do it,
because
so now I'm not wearing it.
It was a gift from him. And the vacuum, the vacuum should not have been a gift from him. That should have been something they both bought together and they used together.
But getting the oil change, the trash out, all these other things. That's her car.
Listen, she made that vow. And guess what? What she should have did was took that thing to the jewelry store and told him, now you need to go get it.
Yep. That part.
I took it there and I need to go get it.
I dropped the ring off. I don't have it. It's there getting fixed.
Then you're just enabling him not doing it and him not stepping up and doing what he should have done a year ago. You're enabling the guy. This is what wives do all the time. This is the problem.
But if
I'm just
going
to do it myself because he won't do it. And then I'm going to force him to go pick him up and he doesn't have to do any work on the ring he bought me.
If we're talking full partnership. If we're talking full partnership.
Take a deep breath,
I'm not even married and I'm mad.
It's like, if it's a full partnership.
Because I'm tired of men being like, what's the big deal? You can do it for us. Do it your damn self.
It's a joint effort.
It is a joint effort. Thank you, Santino.
Listen, my wife has lost diamonds in her ring, and I took it in to get it fixed. Right now, she has one of those diamonds out, too, but she's still wearing it. Because she understands what that ring means and symbolizes to our marriage.
It's not the diamond, it's the symbolism. And she took the wedding ring off and is disrespecting the symbolism of their marriage.
Listen, there's got to be some more dynamics behind the situation because she's being very petty, wanting him to do everything. Mm-hmm. And he's probably like, no, dude, go take your ring in. That's yours, too. That's your responsibility as well. Because I wasn't wearing the ring. I didn't lose the diamond. You did.
Santino kicks it off, says,
The texts are blowing up. Right. That's what I'm looking at now. All right, Santino. Sorry, we'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
People are going off right now. Not the jerk. Use your leverage, honey. A whole year sounds like he doesn't give a bleep about making her feel loved.
Somebody said,
Santino, no, homie. He gave it to her as a gift. Okay, we don't want to get stuck on that, though.
No.
Let's go to Carla. Carla in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Carla.
Hi.
Morning. Santino said jerk. Go. What do you think?
I think she's not the jerk, but I think you're never going to get men and women to agree because it's a Mars versus Mars and Venus thing.
Yes.
Women are always going to say they're not the jerk. You know, he should have fixed it. Men are going to say, "Oh, I just forgot about it."
Yeah, but did you love the guy's suggestion that we just do it for them and then tell them to go pick it up?
Isn't
that nice of them to offer that option for us for the gift?
Yeah. Nobody said do it for us, but it's your ring. You're the one looking at it daily. You told us once.
Yeah, but you bought it. You bought it.
A gift.
Who picked it?
I don't know. Well, it depends. Not everybody picks out their engagement ring. A lot of people don't.
And not every relationship is dependent on somebody doing everything.
Well, and that goes for the trash either. And the chores, that's all reasonable that's a partnership.
Obviously.
And I don't agree that women should pick out their engagement ring. I think that's wrong. That is
Well, you're
so
wearing
petty.
It your whole life.
That's a whole nother conversation, Carla.
That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. But I think that you're never going to get men and women to agree on this, ever.
Fair.
You're not going to get it.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out because we got a tiebreaker coming up after you.
So.
Now that we're split down
luck.
The middle.
Carla splits and says no. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Somebody texted in, my stepmom went 10 years without a ring until my dad finally got it fixed for their anniversary. Ugh, I wouldn't even care at that. I'd be like, I deserve a whole new ring.
Gee.
At 10 years?
Nowadays, you don't even got to take it to the jeweler. They'll just send you like an envelope that you put it in, ship it off, and then they'll basically ship it back. back. Or you might have to go to the jeweler to pick it up. But come on now, it's not that hard to do. Both parties are wrong right now, but I think she's just a little bit more wrong for going the extra mile and taking that ring
off.
Well,
let's see what Ashley, the tiebreaker in Racine, thinks. Ashley, good morning.
Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
What do you think? Because you're the tiebreaker. Santino said jerk. Carlos is not the jerk. The problem is Gwen's husband has not fixed her ring that's had a broken diamond for a year. So she stopped wearing it.
She just said, nope, I'm not wearing the ring no more.
Is she the jerk for not wearing the ring?
What do you say?
Oh, she's definitely the jerk.
Go on. How come everybody else can say it with their chest, but I can't? What the hell? I mean, this is so one-sided. No, seriously, Ashley, why? Why?
Ashley says jerk.
Tell us why.
Oh, yeah, she definitely. I look at it as she could have easily took the ring in and went and got one off of Amazon for the time being for like $10. Mm. That's what I did.
On his card.
And then my husband went and bought me a whole new ring after my diamond fell out of my old one.
Ooh, that's the real leverage. That's the real leverage right there.
Did he wait a year?
Did he wait a year?
No, he did wait a year, but it was a birthday present. So it was totally worth it.
Okay. Okay. Mm. So there was reason behind the year, not just he forgot. Yes.
It came at the right
time.
And
on top of that, my husband knows he's not allowed to walk around without his wedding ring. So I will definitely always have something on my finger.
Okay.
I respect it.
So that's the real. So she's saying you can't walk around without your wedding ring. That's what makes you a jerk.
I think that's what most people would feel like in this situation. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a symbolism of your companionship with somebody.
Right, reunion. But they just have to care
to let them know that you are taking,
right.
You are in a happy, committed relationship.
But the husband didn't care.
Well, some care people don't get as lucky as I do, I guess, then.
There you go. Talk that talk, Ashley.
Your husband's a keeper. I don't know if Gwen's is. Alright, thank you for calling, Ashley. You rounded it out with jerk today.
Have a great day. Bye.
So many texts coming in. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
I mean, back and forth. I could assume how people will be one way or the other. And I do hear how most of the fellas are going to hold the dude down and be like, come on now, it's not that big of a deal. But then the ladies are going to sip the tea together and go, no, girl. Mm-mm. Except for Ashley. She's on our
Ashley
side.
Ashley totally said jerk on that one. Somebody said both the jerks. One for saying they're not married and the other one for not fixing the ring.
Yeah, there you go.
You never say you're not married. Jerk, because if they want to upgrade the ring, they're on the ball. They'll move. They'll take them. They'll take themselves if they have to upgrade it. Kind of goes back to what you and Santino were saying.
A little bit.
Woo-wee. All right. Well, you can keep texting, and we will have to ask our winner for Kid Laroi.